Okay, so we're continuing on with the beginning of Vezos HaBracha. So yesterday we talked about Ish Elokim from two perspectives, as the Navi Hashem, but also the human level of transforming himself into what the Rav would call the Ish HaLacha, culminating in Moshe, Vayamosha Moshe Eved Hashem, Eretz Moab Opi Hashem. So now we move to a description of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael Adonai Misinai Va. Vizarach mi seir lamo hofia mehar paron v'asa mi rivivos kodesh mimino eish das lamo. So everybody agrees that we have here a description of Maimed Har Sinai. There's a Rashi that I wanted to point out on the pasuk v'asa mi rivivos kodesh, based on the sifrei v'imo miktsas rivivos malachei kodesh v'lo kulam v'lo rubam. So Rashi says that Hashem brought not all of his retinue, not the majority of his retinue, but miktas, as was befitting the occasion of Biyom Chasunaso, Biyom Simchas Libo. So Biyom Chasunaso is Maimed Har Sinai. So Rashi here is quoting, obviously, from Megillas Esther, Shemara kol kivod oshro v'tifarto di achashverosh b'aroso es osher kivod malchuso v'yes yikar tiferes malchuso. So that you have the exhibitionists in the world, and then you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is, by very definition, a tzanua, and we're meant to halach to bidrachav to imitate that. But it goes deeper than that, because the idea of tznius in the context of Matan Torah is extremely, extremely important, both in terms of defining the characteristics of a Talmid Chacham, but also how a person conducts themselves in learning. I don't only mean in terms of the Beis Hillel perspective, Nochin ve'aluvin, to allow other people to share views, but also that a person who's of substance and filled, certainly when necessary, has to assert themselves, certainly for purposes of Harbatsas HaTorah, has to share, and that will be part of tomorrow, Torah Tivolana Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, but the bearing is one of reservedness, Kavod Elokim, Haster Davar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, that we don't go around, right, with kind of a spiritual exhibitionism, letting people know how much we know. On the contrary, if Kadosh Baruch Hu was Tzanua, B'matan Torah, so that is our responsibility as well. Now, to the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. Af choveva mim kol kedoshav yadecha, veheim tukula raglecha yisami dabrosecha. So the Targum says, veheim tukula raglecha, v'inun midabrin tchos ananach, right, circus reference. Jewish people gathered themselves, they moved underneath your anan, yisami dabrosecha, natlin, and they would travel al meimarach, right, al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisau, as is described in Sefer Bamidbar. So that is one interpretation. So Rashi says, Yisami dabrosecha, nasu aleihem ol torasecha, that they were prepared, and this is l'shitaso, because the previous pasuk, he talks about the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmael, that they were unprepared to carry the burden of Torah, the responsibility of Torah. So the Jewish people, Yisami dabrosecha, they were prepared to carry the burden of Torah. So the Ramban takes things one step further. V'heim tuku kimo huku, that they were beaten. Yomar shem mukim b'chol maka b'midbar l'lechas acharecha b'chol asher teleich. Lo yachushu l'ra'av l'tzima'o n'makas nachash v'akrav. Rak yetzu l'raglecha v'acharecha yarutzu v'zekin yin shenemar. Zacharti l'chesed n'urayich avas k'losayich. So Klal Yisrael demonstrated a willingness to suffer out of fealty, out of loyalty to Hashem. V'heim tuku, v'heim huku, l'raglecha, yisam yidabrosecha, as they traveled through the Midbar. So Mesiras Nefesh was a part of that relationship, of the covenantal relationship. In the very beginning, we're reminded here of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, what the status of the Dor HaMidbar is. So Rabbi Eliezer says that the Dor HaMidbar not only is a chelek in Olam Haba, but based on this pasuk of Zacharti Lachesed Nurayach Avas Kolosayach, that they have the status of those who died in some sense al kiddush Hashem because of the mesiras nefesh they demonstrated at the outset of the journey. Itzu li chasidai karse brisi alei zavach im acherim ba'im bischusam him atzman, says the Gemara, lo kol shekein, if we can appeal every Rosh Hashanah to this zechus of being willing to suffer for our literally following Hashem as we did in the Midbar, and then obviously beyond that, you know, following Hashem in terms of what we'll see in a second from Rashi, the Darche Hashem, and whatever the cost may be. So if we can still benefit from that zechus, surely the generation itself benefited. And that's the Dvar Acher in Rashi. Af chovev amim, af b'shas chibasan shal umos ha'olam, shereis al umos panim sochakos v'masartas Yisrael b'yadam, when the Jewish people suffer terribly, kol kedoshav b'yadacha, kol tzadikeyim v'tuveyim davchu b'cha, v'lo mashu me'acharecha. So the Jewish people demonstrated profound resolve, v'atash shomram, and you kept them, v'heim tukulu regalecha, And they just drew ever closer to you with the suffering. V'him mismatzim v'miskansim l'sachas tzilecha yisa midabir osecha v'kablim gzir osecha v'das osecha v'simcha. So even as they suffered, they did so with joy, in a sense of closeness to you. And they'll love him v'in and ovim shom v'chirpasan v'in v'shivin osin me'ahava usmechin v'yisurin aleyam akasav omer v'el Ohavav Kitzes Hashem Mishgburaso. So again, to summarize and distill, we have the image of the Asam Irivivos Kodesh, the Tznias of Hashem in Matan Torah, right? This Miktsas, Velo Kulam, Velo Ruban. And then we have the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. Behem tu Kulir Aglecha. So Targum Unkla says, Yitzah Midab Rosecha, they followed you in the Midbar. Right, Rashi says it was the Ol HaTorah they were prepared to accept. The Rabban says it's a suffering that we've always been willing to endure for the sake of Dvar Hashem, and then Dvar Acher in Rashi, right? V'heim tukul raglacha yisam midab rusecha, the Kabbalah's gzeros, achzarios, besimcha. So that too is part of the legacy of Klal Yisrael, that Moshe, zos habracha, she'virach Moshe yishalakim, s'pnei sholifnei Moso. So this is part of the credentials that Klal Yisrael has for the bracha to be chal, is their having manifested already in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu sincere and impressive mesiras nefesh, zacharti lachesed nirayach havas kol osayach lachtecha acharei b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah.